In 2016, the National Marine Fisheries Service revised its listing for humpbacks under the Endangered Species Act, splitting the global population into 14 segments and determining that most, but not all of those, had recovered from near extinction. The federal agency at the time decided four of the population segments have not recovered enough and should still be listed as threatened or endangered. By law, that decision requires a designation of critical habitat, areas important to preservation of those populations with low numbers. Several environmental groups sued in March of 2018 to force that designation. NIMS settled the case with those groups, agreeing to a deadline of September of this year. Miyoko Sakashita is Ocean's program director for one of those groups, the Center for Biological Diversity.
Critical habitat can be really important for bringing back our humpback whales to their full, robust populations that they were, pre-whaling. And so, species with habitat protections are twice as likely as those without it to be in recovery, and we're really hoping to get the humpbacks back to that level.
NIMS issued a proposed rule last year to designate thousands of square miles off the coast of Alaska, Washington, Oregon, and California for populations of whales that range into the waters off Mexico, Central America, and the western North Pacific Ocean. And it identified some of the threats to these whale populations, including fishing gear entanglement off of Washington, Oregon, and California.
I think what we're looking for is really smart management. And, there are important steps that can be taken to address issues with whales getting entangled. And the other big threat to humpback whales are ship strikes.
Sakashita notes that whales are already a protected species under federal law, and she does not expect big changes for fisheries management with the habitat designation. Commercial and sport fishing interests don't agree and point to closures in federal fisheries off Alaska to protect other listed species like stellar sea lions. They're also concerned with impacts to state-managed fisheries for herring, one of the food for humpbacks. And they say the populations in question spend little time in southeast Alaska, while the whales that are here are thriving. The federal agency received thousands of comments, both for and against the rule. It also took testimony in six hearings from California to Alaska. One of those was in Petersburg last January. At that, southeast commercial fishermen across gear groups united against the habitat designation and asked for the region to be excluded from the rule. The habitat designation also drew opposition from Southeast Alaska municipalities, the oil and gas industry, the state of Alaska, and the Mexican government. The designation will force federal agencies to show any proposed actions do not affect or destroy critical habitat. In July, NIMS sought to push back the September deadline because of an extended comment period and the volume of comment, as well as the additional hearing and impacts from the health pandemic. Plaintiffs in the suit agreed, and the new deadline for the final rule is now January 15th. NIMS has already designated critical habitat for other whales in waters off Alaska, northern right whales in the North Pacific, and beluga whales in Cook Inlet. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.